Afternoon Theater.
Before the Screaming Begins by Wally K. Daly, with James Laurenson as Tom, Jennifer Piercy as his wife Sally, Patrick Troughton as the Prime Minister, and Donald Hewlett as A.P. Smith. Before the Screaming Begins.
You haven't been off me yet.
Not yet. Ask me in a few years' time.
I'll just try it every anniversary.
Tom? Do you think Sam will be all right at the moment?
A perfect babysitter. Don't worry.
It's the first time we've left him.
I'm sure he's not going to begrudge his mum and dad popping off for an evening to the scene of the great beginnings. If this clearing in the forest wasn't so romantic, perhaps there'd be no baby Sam now. Here I proposed. Here we stopped as we passed on our wedding night. And here we've sat and watched the moon go down every anniversary for the last 5 years.
Oh.
And each time I've said I love you, and always meant it. A couple of years will bring Sam, let him into the secret. Oh, I love you, Sam.
Oh, I love you, Tom.
I don't know. From the clearing, I think. Got to get out of here. Start the engine.
Time? Nothing.
Let me try. Right. Open the door. Jump.
Jump, Tom. Tom, let's get out of... Tom, there's a light all around you. Blue light. It's hurting my eyes.
Look away.
Tom, so bright.
But look away. It doesn't hurt. I can't feel the thing. It's coming from the clearing up. Pinpoint of light, laser thin, see? What the hell's doing it?
Tom!
Why?
I'm frightened, Tom, nearly frightened.
We'll be all right, don't worry. What the hell's going on?
Let's get out of here, quick! It still won't start. What are we going to do, Tom? Tom, why are you looking at me like that? Speak to me. Speak to me, Tom.
Please stay in the car. You are not required. You may leave in a few moments.
Tom! Where are you? But I keep telling you...
Madam, please try to keep calm.
How can I keep calm when my husband...
It's not helping at all getting hysterical about
it. What am I supposed to do? Sit here smiling? My husband has just disappeared before my eyes, and you ask my name and
address. There is a procedure laid down for missing persons, and it must be adhered to.
Missing person? Oh, can't you see? Don't you understand? My husband... My husband... Oh, it's no use. Why don't you believe me?
I'm sorry. I do understand, but look at it from my point of view, madam. We get some pretty amazing stories from that side of the counter, but yours really takes the cake. A pencil of light from a torch you can't see and no husband. You must see, we've got to check you out. Make sure you're even married, for instance. We've been hoaxed before.
This is no hoax. I am married, and
I'm
my
sure you are, but we've got to check. And while we're checking, there's a couple of policemen on the way to the clearing where all this is supposed to have taken place.
It did take place.
So there's nothing more you can do except help me to get the details down.
Leave the lights on, Walt.
Okay. Reckon this is the place?
Yeah, gotta be. Moore's cops. Lover's cops, they call it. Local, not ours, for miles. Watch the moon go down and the fairies dancing in the clearing with no one to bother you. Very poetic. Now, let's see if we can find out where they're supposed to have parked. Man, wife, and mysterious vacuum cleaner.
Bleeding creep, if you ask me. wandering around the country in the dead of night. Not what I'd join the force for.
Cold feet, my little partner.
You're in cold feet, aren't we?
Two things I can't stand is owls and little green men. Give me half a dozen villains to face any time.
Well, I don't believe in myself, so there's no problem.
Hold it, John. Over there. Car tracks in the mud.
Okay, we're on our way. Follow them in. Sherlock Holmes, his trusty assistant Watson holding the torch, heads into the unknown.
It's my turn to be Sherlock Holmes.
Rubbish, you were Sherlock Holmes last night in the timber yard.
Well, that was a false alarm. Doesn't count if nothing comes of it.
Of course it does. Even Sherlock Holmes had false alarms too, you know. So my turn.
Well, it's always your turn.
Anyhow, how far in did she reckon they parked?
About 50 or 60 yards.
Right. Should be about...
Just ahead there. See? A deep rut. That'll be it. That's a bit soft.
Right. This looks like the place. Yeah, a lot of spin at the back where she shot off afterwards. Grass chewed up. Ah, if they were facing the moon that way, she reckons the blue light shone from the right, over there, huh? Mm. We'll swing the torch over, Walt. Right. Better call the station.
Don't you think we should take some measurements or something?
I think it's best we just keep away. Just tell them that what appears to be a perfect circle has been burned out of the grass and bushes. At least 10 yards in diameter.
Was seen by witness as demanded by Control Central. Received.
Received. Mission was seen. Surface brain scan reveals the subject's plate was the viewer. Reactions are registered. Base approach now 4.872 units. Received.
Received.
Come on, dear. That's a good voice, honey. Come on.
I'll get it down.
Come on.
Come on.
Who is it, Mum? It's someone to see you, dear.
It's someone from the police station.
Any news?
Look, I'll get Sam into bed. Come on.
I'm frightened, Mum.
Better get it over. Either good news or bad news or no news. And the sooner you know which, the better it'll be. Now, come on. I'll send him in, sir.
Oh, you're right. It's just that I don't want it to be bad news. Oh.
Would you like to go through, please?
Ah, thank you. Mrs. Harris?
Yes?
I'm Detective Sergeant Forbes.
Have you found my husband?
I'm afraid not.
Oh.
That's what I've come to talk to you about.
I'm almost relieved. The look on your face, me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry I haven't brought any good news. And I'm sorry about my face, but I'm stuck with it. Now, most of all, I'm sorry about the questions I'm going to ask you now. But they've got to be asked.
Well, ask away. I don't believe any of this is happening anymore. When you get caught up in something as unreal, another bit of unreality doesn't count. Heard the one about the husband who disappeared up a beam of light. If it was anyone else, I'd laugh.
I said I'm sorry. It's not your fault we find a story hard to take, but we are not laughing.
I find it hard to take myself.
Well, let's get over with. Mrs. Harris, you reported your husband missing a week ago today, right?
Our fifth wedding anniversary, yes.
And there's been no sign of him since? He hasn't been to work, been seen by any of his friends?
No.
How did you get on with your husband?
How do you mean?
Would you consider yourself happily married?
Oh, yes.
No quarrels?
Well, actually, we had the odd row.
Any quarrels recently?
Recently.
Let's say in the week before your husband went away.
No.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Not even the night he disappeared.
Now, what are you trying to say? Surely you can't
I think... don't think anything. I've just got to ask the set questions. Like, was your husband heavily insured?
No. The house is covered if either of us die, but apart from that... No.
talk. Get to the point. What is it all about?
I'll tell you the problem. Normally, when husbands go missing, it's fairly straightforward. A cheery goodbye, darling. Out of the front door and that's it. Never to be seen again. That's your average husband's disappearing trick. But now, in your case, it's different. It's not just a nice, straightforward goodbye, darling job anymore. What looks on the surface like a gigantic red herring has been introduced. A gigantic flying red herring carrying a big blue torch. And it's got the brass worried, and they're worrying me. They want to know why, and they're nagging me constantly to tell them why. So, I've got to sniff around until I discover why. And then, I'm going to tell them why you told such a big fib.
And if it's all true...
Doesn't help. I'm one of those people who, when the magician waves his hand to divert attention, I always keep my eye on his other hand, the hand that's doing the manipulating. And what will I discover? Someone making a fortune in the papers with I traveled with the Mars man, or murder. And a wonderful reason for not looking for a body.
You're joking.
Well, you've got to admit to yourself it's all a bit more reasonable than looking for a bloke who's been sucked up a torch beam now, isn't it?
Well, there we are. Settle down, finally. I thought he'd never go off missing his dad, I suppose. Right. Well, I'll make us all a nice cup of tea,
okay,
shall I?
Not for me, thank you. I'd better be off.
Oh.
Well, Mrs. Harris, I'll leave you now. You know where I'll be if you want me. If you want to tell me anything additional that may help us with the case. And be assured it is getting our full attention. The smell of red herrings is hanging very heavy around the station. Yeah, I'll see myself out. A good day.
No, love.
Oh, Mom. They don't believe me.
Control 1 to Unit 35. Contacting received.
Unit 35, Control 1, received. Base relationship 0.75 units.
Subject 12 to be transshipped at 652 Galactic. Imperative, not seen. Received.
Blanking procedure will be utilized.
Order re-subject's memory wipe and reactivation stands. Received.
Received.
End. Control 1 to Unit 37. Contacting.
Sarge?
Yes, what is it?
There's a visitor in your office. Looks like big brass.
Oh, that's all I need. Anything new on a disappearing torch beam?
Nothing that smells.
Keep digging. I'll go and see the brass.
I'm Forbes. Leave you. Want to see me?
Ah, Detective Sergeant Forbes. What a pleasure to meet you. A charming blonde WPC was kind enough to give me a cup of tea. Makes me feel quite at home. Now, let me see. I've got my little card somewhere. Ah, yes, here we are. Smith. A.P. Smith. An innocuous little name, but enough to mark me out. Nice photograph as well, don't you think?
Orange section. You, one and me.
Well, we don't exactly shout about it at the ministry. It's what we call a bit of a giggle maker. Best keep it quiet. Just plod on without trumpets, as they say.
Doing what?
Filtering, really. Yes. Filtering is the word. A surprising something here, an unlikely something there, bits and bobs, and facts and fiction. Mix them all up. Have a look at them.
Yes. Well, Mr. Smith, I wonder...
We do a lot of reading as well. Pulp, mainly. A whole section for that in case somebody stumbles across something they shouldn't stumble across. Surprising how often it happens. Science fiction, mainly. Very little fact. Check out the spoon benders. That sort of thing. Ticks.
Mr. Smith, I wonder...
You wonder what I'm doing here. Quite rightly so. Story in your local paper, two lines in the Nationals, and the ministry popping in on you. strange world. It's your Mr. Harris I've come to chat to you about.
Harris? Look, you're not buying the little green men with blue torches, are you?
As I said, a surprising something here, an unlikely something there. Who knows what one finds? I admit missing persons fascinate me in any case. 120,000 people a year and rising. You'd need Wembley Stadium to pack them in. They're fascinating, all right. But you're Mr. Harris, especially so. A missing person seen going missing, now that is a bonus.
Yeah, and turning up again to cash in on it, I should wonder.
Oh, yes, we're pretty certain he's going to turn up again. But I don't think there's going to be any cashing in.
We'll have to see about that.
But you see, we have a feeling.
A feeling? You mean you know something?
Filtering. As I said, we filter. Nationally and internationally. And we discovered your Harris hasn't gone solo.
How do you mean?
There were others. All witnessed.
Some sort of conspiracy throughout the country.
Now, that's a touch parochial, Mr. Forbes. The world. Throughout the world.
I don't believe it.
Now you're talking like a detective. Detective Sergeant Forbes, and quite rightly so. But look at it from our point of view, and ask yourself the question we must ask ourselves.
Oh, yes, and what's that?
One simple little word. Why? You see, as far as we can ascertain, every country, major and minor, has had at least one person disappearing in this rather overly dramatic fashion. And within yards of each disappearance was found a perfect burnt circle 10 yards in diameter, in what we've come to term flying saucer shape. And all this occurred, allowing for time zones, at exactly the same time. Now, even you, Detective Sergeant Forbes, must admit that that is interesting. And you must admit as well that simple little why becomes possibly quite important.
Here, careful where you're treading. You'll get sand on the sandwiches.
I'm sorry.
Look, are you all right?
I wonder if you could help. I do seem to be a little lost.
Where do you want to be, Squire? Tea stalls that way.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Which way have you come, dear?
I came from over the dunes there. Yeah. Look, mate, would you like me to contact someone? Well, are you with anyone? What's your name?
I don't know. I don't know anything. Please, help me.
He's fainted.
You hang on. I'll get the law.
Control 1, Unit 35 contacting. Subject transshipped as stipulated. Received. Unit 35, Control 1, received. Complete report 35, received. Received. Blanking procedure was plus. Scan shows negative sighting. Memory wipe still held. Reactivation phase 1 will commence as per program. Received.
Received. Proceed to stage 2 position. Stage 2.
Very easy at first. Mrs. Harris is very, very tired. I don't know what he's been up to, but he's certainly worn out.
There's nothing drastically wrong, is there?
Nothing at all. A bit of rest and he'll be right as rain. Just a touch of exhaustion, if you ask me. And with all the experts flocking in, you'd
think...
Experts? Aye, people from London by the train load. He's been checked out like nobody's business. You'd think he was an astronaut rather than amnesiac the way they're going on. Shall we go in?
So...
Tom! Oh, Tom! Oh, are you really all right?
As right as rain. Literally hundreds of specialists confirm it. I'm sorry about last night.
Oh, it was awful. You didn't seem to know who I was.
Oh, I didn't. It was rather nice having a strange woman giving me cuddles, though. Pretty as well. What a bonus. It seems all right now the fog's lifting. I just had a detective in here, a Sergeant Forbes.
Oh, him.
Have you know him?
We've met.
He seems to think there's something fishy going on.
Didn't he tell you?
Tell me what?
About... Tom, what exactly do you remember?
About what?
About anything.
Well, I remember we were having our anniversary cuddle in the car in the usual place. You said, would Sam be all right with Mum? And I said, yes. And bingo. There I was, walking from the dunes onto the beach and stumbling and kicking sand on some kids' sandwiches.
And the light. What do you remember about the light and the noise?
What light?
In the clearing. The blue light all over you.
I'm sorry, Sal. You've lost me.
Hasn't anybody told you?
Told me what?
We were in the clearing. There was a fantastic noise. We couldn't start the car. We couldn't get the doors open. Then there was a light shining from the copse. It shone through the window onto you, covered you like a haze. It didn't touch me at all, but it was so bright it hurt my eyes. You said, don't worry, it doesn't hurt at all. Close your eyes. And then there was a funny noise. And you disappeared.
I hope you didn't try telling anyone that. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's hysterical.
Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not funny, Tom. It happened.
Oh, but...
Marks were found nearby. A large circle burnt out of the brushwood. The papers say it was a flying saucer.
You can't seriously expect me to believe that I went in...
I saw what happened in the car, Tom. After that, I'd believe anything.
May I come in? Oh, good, Mr. Harris, you're awake. How do you do? Oh. My name's Smith, A.P. Smith. An innocuous little name, but enough to mark me out. Mrs. Harris, I believe? Nice to meet you. Ah, a lovely dress, if you don't mind me saying so.
Not at all.
Now, I'm sure you've got a lot of catching up to do, so I'll keep it brief. Mind if I sit down?
Help yourself.
Ah, that is a relief. I walked through the park to get here. Thought I'd check how spring's coming along. My feet aren't really up to it anymore, but such a lovely day, I couldn't resist. Lovely day. Don't you agree it's a lovely day? No reply. Who is he, I see, writ large on both your faces? Or perhaps, get to the point. Whichever it is, your prayers are now answered. To the point, I will get. I don't know about you two, but I find it extremely irritating when somebody says they'll get to the point and waffle on absurdly.
And what is the point?
Good question. Space trips and the reason therefore. Flights in flying saucers and mysteries to be unraveled.
I should tell you before you go any further that I don't believe.
Mom, I told you what I saw.
I know, love, and it isn't a question of not believing. Obviously, we've been caught up in some sort of accident, and it's left you with some strange memories and me with none at all. I'm quite sure it will all finally be explained and the explanation will be logical.
I didn't dream it, you know. It was the most terribly real thing I've ever seen. You just disappeared.
It's not my place to interrupt a family discussion, but for the purposes of my visit, it might make it easier if we assume, Mr. Harris, that you did disappear and that you were flown off.
I'm sorry. I just find it impossible.
I understand your point of view. But I inhabit a funny little world where fact and fiction sometimes get jumbled together, and it's part of my function to try to do a bit of unraveling. Now, when it comes to extraterrestrial visitings, there are those who turn every barrage balloon or wisp of cloud into alien craft, and others who, if a little green man with a goldfish bowl in his head stood in front of them saying, take me to your leader, I wouldn't believe him. But my department looks at them all. 99.9% of the time is all down to barrage balloons and wisps of cloud. But the 0.1%, we have to admit, we do find fascinating.
You say your department.
Oh, sorry, how remiss. Here we are. Smith, AP, Ministry of Defence, my card.
Defence?
Yes, RM section. Rather a good photograph, isn't
it? I don't get it. Why the Ministry of Defence?
And what's the RM section?
Ah. How nice. Now we're all getting to be friends. Ladies first. RM section looks at the peculiarities that sometimes manifest themselves in this world of ours. Mm. Gentlemen second. the Ministry of Defense, because you, Mr. Harris, might be, for want of a better word, a security risk.
What?
An unwitting one, of course. All those lovely people who've been checking you over this morning will try to come up with something interesting physically or mentally that perhaps will give some clue as to the purpose of this alien exercise. Oh, I should mention, if it's any comfort, you weren't alone. In every country with which we have departmental contact, reports are coming in that individuals like you are being delivered safely back on their doorsteps after disappearing in similar circumstances to yourself for 10 days. And you see, the powers that be find that both fascinating and alarming.
Silkin here.
Oh, sir. No, sir. At the moment, Mr. Harris is still in hospital under observation. No, nothing. He's been checked out from top to toe. Yeah. Well, one of our RM men is liaising with the locals, and the general consensus of opinion is that very shortly he's going to want to leave. So we've agreed, departmentally, that it would be politic to take him into custody rather than... yes, Prime Minister, but we do feel... Of course, sir. Well, we could offer him protective custody. With respect, sir, that's something we can't be absolutely sure of. No, nothing else from the Russians. There does seem to be a general clamping down all round. The Americans are obviously taking theirs very seriously. They've quarantined their chap's hometown and ringed the whole place with troops. Very ostentatious, I agree, sir. No, of course we couldn't. Very good, sir. I'll keep you informed.
Look, it's gone beyond a joke. It's been 4 hours now.
It's no fun for me either, you know. I'm supposed to be out catching criminals, not playing nursemaid for the Ministry of Defense.
So what's going on? An ambulance arrives to take me home from a hospital. Well, I've spent 3 days having hundreds of tests to prove beyond doubt that I'm the fittest man in there and could have run home, never mind being taken by ambulance. But instead, I end up in a country farmhouse with you and two alleged ambulance drivers built like all-in wrestlers.
Have you finished?
No. If you're not prepared to let me go home and see my wife and baby... who incidentally has been kept away from me as if I had the plague rather than some vague kind of amnesia, then I insist I be allowed to contact my lawyer.
Mr. Harris, I personally have no belief, but I'm stuck with it. My chief tells me I'm seconded to this, and like it or not, I do what I'm told. My orders are you communicate with no one, and that we sit and wait further instructions. So you best make the most of it. Same as I'm trying to do.
You can't do this. It just doesn't happen in England. It's nothing more or less than kidnapping.
People trotting off up bleeding blue lights doesn't happen in England either, but apparently someone's taking your alleged trick very seriously.
Well, not me.
Not me either, but somebody.
Now then, there's a fine greeting, I must say. Lovely day like this, and voices raised. What will the cows make of it all?
I want to know what's going on and why
I may want to be relieved from my duties with your department, sir.
Boys, one at a time. You're doing a valiant service, Mr. Forbes. The department quite rightly thought Mr. Harris should have a friendly face along with him when he took his trip into the countryside, so you wouldn't be frightened by those rather over-muscular drivers. And from the look on Mr. Harris's face, he no doubt echoes those sentiments, Mr. Forbes, but needs must. Now, I think we should just sit down and I'll bring you up to date. Oh, first of all, a little bit of melodrama to captivate both your attentions. For you, Mr. Forbes. Primed, oiled, and ready to go. Safety catch on, of course.
A gun?
Oh, very astute and perceptive. Though the barrel, handle, and trigger's a bit of a giveaway. Forgive my little joke. Yes, a gun. Smith & Wesson 32. Same as you used on the pot shot course you attended, the report of which I read with some pleasure. Congratulations on your marksmanship. I'd be pleased if you put it away somewhere safe. Now, but... And there are no buts at the moment. Too much to do. Oh, yes, of course. You're going to ask about the holster. Here we are. Perhaps you'd be good enough to do the necessary.
But...
Very good, yes. Now, the cloak and dagger deepens. Who did you vote for, Mr. Harris?
Pardon?
You're right, of course. Damned impertinence on my part. Trying to impress you with the brass. Let's just say there's an almost 50-50 chance that the message I've got for you comes from the leader of the party you voted for in the last election. And therefore, you probably trust his word. A little bit. Namely, the Prime Minister.
What?
What a monosyllabic group we are. Yes, the Prime Minister, no less. And his message to you is, come quietly.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
Protective custody has been offered to you. And the Prime Minister thinks it would be a good idea all round if you concurred.
What does the Prime Minister know about me, and why protective custody?
Both good questions. The Prime Minister knows about you belonging to a pattern of incidents on a worldwide scale, the point of which is not yet known. But he is being constantly informed. And protective custody, because our information indicates, firstly, that certain governments are in the process of trying to collect together by fair means or foul all the participants of the said incidents. Hence, Mr. Forbes' gun. And secondly, there is a vague possibility that you may have been programmed to do something rather nefarious against the security of the country or whatever, of which we are as yet unaware.
But that's preposterous.
Preposterous, I agree. But protective custody is an insurance policy that works both ways. You're protected, we're protected. So what's your answer?
And Sally?
At this moment, at home, with a small company of trusted ministry servants, some of whom even now are arranging to take away certain foreign gentlemen who've also been watching your flat for the last couple of days.
God.
Your wife simply awaits the phone call confirming that you want them to join you.
Well,
another good question. However, I'm not at liberty to disclose the exact destination till your aye or nay. Let me simply say it's safe and a comfortable place to sit awaiting developments.
And if I say nay, well, I've got my job to think about for a start.
It's been thought of. The manager was very understanding.
It seems to be moving out of my hands.
You can say that again.
Gentlemen, look on the bright side. We're all caught up in an adventure, the end of which no one knows. And that is, you must admit, rather exciting. What do you say, protective custody?
All right. If Sal agrees, it's on.
Good chap. There's a phone in the car.
What about me?
Still seconded, Sergeant. Still seconded. Special duties.
Well, Mum, I think that's everything.
Yes, dear. Well, I'll say goodbye then.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
Yes, of course. But they promised to drop me off home and keep an eye on me.
Oh, Mum.
Don't you worry about me, Sally. It's you and Tom who've got to watch out for yourselves. Now, you're sure you don't want me to look after Sam for a few days?
No, Mum. Apparently they've got very good facilities there. Wherever there is. You'll be fine.
Yes, well, bye-bye, dear. Now, look after yourselves.
Shall do. Come on, Samuel. We'll go and see Daddy. Wherever he is.
And voila, back she slides.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it.
Oh, we live in a wondrous age, Mr. Forbes. A wondrous age.
Not a bad trick, if I say it myself. You press your hand on a plate and a 20-foot concrete door slides effortlessly aside. Beats open sesame.
Same sort of principle, Mr. Harris. The door's geared to my handprints and that of a few others. I'm told they could have made it the voice. The same individuality applies. Well, I suppose it makes it a little difficult if you've got a cold. Besides which, one would feel rather silly standing in an open field shouting open sesame at a lump of concrete.
Where exactly is this place?
A secret research establishment. Physical, mainly, with this bolt hole built on. Now, be patient, and all will be revealed. Shall we enter?
Hey? I don't get it. There's nothing here, just a 6-foot square concrete cube.
Another door plate?
Oh, 10 out of 10. You must forgive me, but there's so few opportunities of showing off this particular toy, I do rather revel in it. As you say, door plate number 2. I put my hand on, like so, and door opens in the concrete cube, and
a blooming lift.
Just so. into which we shall now step.
Well, blow me down. Only one button.
Only one stop. Hang on to your tummies, gentlemen.
I'll get that cough of yours seen to, Silken. Could be touching.
Yes, Prime Minister.
All right. Let's hear the worst.
The whole operation has so far gone very smoothly. Mr. Harris has arrived at the establishment and his wife and child are on the way there now.
Fine. Has he been told the score?
Well, sir, we did think that rather than spell it out, we'd let the knowledge sink in slowly. Let them come to their own conclusions, as it were.
Fair enough. But he won't be exactly over the moon about it when he does work it out. How about that RM man, Smith? Does he stay?
Oh, no, sir. He'll pop out as soon as they're settled in. It seemed politic. He is, after all, a sort of walking door key. But we have arranged for a detective sergeant to stay with them. Armed, of course.
A good man.
Oh, impeccable. Detective Sergeant Forbes, local. No family ties to speak of and no departmental problems.
Fine. And the press?
Well, the D-notice seems to be holding, and providing the foreign papers don't start shouting, we should be able to keep the lid on for a little longer.
Anything new from abroad?
Nothing, sir.
Right. Well, you push off back to your office. Keep me informed about else that comes in.
Very good, sir.
Oh, and Silken.
Yes, sir?
I would honestly prefer boy you to that ridiculous cough of yours.
Very good, sir.
Well, gentlemen, I think that's everything. From games room to television lounge to self-service laundrette, all is now at your disposal. It only remains to choose which of the 20 tastefully furnished bedrooms you're going to inhabit. And then perhaps we should meander down to that rather pretty, artificially sunlit garden that produces our oxygen.
Well.
And await the arrival of Master and Mrs. Harris.
I think the whole place is absolutely incredible.
Who would have thought it, this deep underground? It's unbelievable.
I must admit, I found the adjectives rather hard to find myself the first time I was brought here. Tell you what, let's go into the conference room and I'll play at being an executive while you fire away your questions. Here we are. Gentlemen, the boardroom.
Well, very plush.
But what's it all for?
Well, it was built in the nasty 60s as a self-contained life support shelter. Enough food, frozen and dehydrated, to last 20 people a minimum of 2 years. Bulletproof, bomb-proof and burglar-proof. Actually, it's the smallest of a chain of over 200, stretching from Land's End to John O'Groats. But don't tell anyone I told you.
How long are we here for?
Well, let's say tonight and tomorrow, and leave the rest to chance. Mr. Forbes, your turn.
What's my function here?
I'd say referee. Yes, referee is a good definition. A buffer between the soulless Secret Service and society's possible suffering from subjects under suspicion. Oh, that's very alliterative. But most apt.
Look, am I really under suspicion?
Being honest, they don't know enough to be sure yet.
They? Who the hell are they?
Ah. I feel that Mrs. Harris and Baby Harris are awaiting entrance. Shall we go and greet them?
Emergency. Emergency. Unit 74 to Control 1, receiving.
Control 1 to Unit 74, receiving. State emergency, receiving.
Receiving. Subject 18, Earth Terminology, North America, non-contact. Repeat, non-contact. Believe laser light. Received.
Received. General, all units, phase 3 immediate. I repeat, phase 3 immediate. Phase 3.
Silkins, sir.
Yes?
Sorry to disturb you at this time in the morning, but bad news, I'm afraid.
Well?
The Americans apparently put up some sort of wave screen to black out all communication right across the spectrum. An experiment to protect their space traveler. But it looks as though something went wrong.
What? Exactly.
They've been wiped out, sir. The whole town. All the troops who ringed it, everyone within a 10-mile diameter wiped out.
My God. How many?
About 50,000. Except for one, sir. Only one came out alive. Apparently he was naked and crying. It was their space traveler, sir. The only one to escape.
The only one? You're certain?
No doubt, sir.
Right. Get on to Smith. He knows what to do. We can't risk an accident here.
No, sir.
Bring me as soon as it's over.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's happy enough this fine synthetic morning.
Pleased to see his dad, shouldn't wonder.
And his mum. You pleased as well?
Gurgle, gurgle.
That's my girl.
Hello. You've changed your tune. What's the matter with you? You got wind?
No, actually he wants his rattle.
Good thinking. Here we are. Try that.
No. The one with the ducks on it, the blue one.
How did you know?
Pardon?
How did you know?
How did I know what?
Which rattle?
I read it, Sal. Right off the top of his head, I read his mind. I can see the shape of it. I can see what he's thinking.
Can I come in?
Just keep it quiet, okay?
Yes. Come in.
Morning. Could I just say one thing? If we're going to be cooped up in this posh basement alone together for any length of time, I think the least we can do is go on first names a bit, don't you? What'd you say?
I agree.
Fair enough.
All animosity forgotten. I'm Sal.
I'm Tom, and you're Brian.
Well, that was quick. Oh, did Smith tell
you? It's a nice name, Brian. Morning, Brian.
Yes. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Sal. Morning, Tom.
Well, I'm doing bacon and eggs for breakfast. Want to join us?
Love to.
Great. I'll start frying.
You mind if I talk for a bit out loud? Get some things sorted out in my own head.
I'll go on making breakfast. I'm starving.
Now, this is how I see it. You and I, Tom, are brought here by Mr. Smith. We're going to operate the locks with his handprint, right?
Right.
Then Sal and Sam arrive, are given the conducted tour, and then we all settle down for the night in our cosy little bedrooms. But Mr. Smith lets himself out again with his handprint because he's got to report in, and he can't do it from down here as there's no communication, right?
Right.
And here we are, by ourselves, alone in a space-age underground palace with 2 years' supply of bacon and eggs and all mod cons, right?
Right. So how do we get out?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, but we're here because we agreed to be.
I know that, but let's say in 5 minutes' time you don't want to agree. How do you get out?
Well, no phone.
No phone, no key, no way out, unless Smith comes back. Our handprints won't open the door. I've tried.
Oh, but of course he's coming back. He said so.
Did he? Must leave now. I have to report. You just settle yourselves in and make yourselves quite at home. Goodbye. No, goodbye for now. See you tomorrow. See you next week. Just settle yourselves in. Goodbye.
Prisoners.
Looks that way.
But what about you? You're a policeman. Why, you?
But a policeman with a gun. You think you're a kind of prison warder.
That, Tom, is precisely what I think.
But
makes good sense. Give me a gun, stick me down here with you two, and if Tom shows signs of turning into anything more than human, I'm on hand. No good leaving Smith or anyone else who can get out down here. As it is, you'll need an atom bomb to blast your way out of this place. Great place to keep someone in check. Sorry, Sal. Sorry, Tom. Looks as though we are prisoners of one sort or another.
Perhaps more than prisoners. But Mr. Smith will soon tell us.
And on cue, the visitor's buzzer. Just to prove you're wrong, Brian.
Well, thank the Lord for that. Too many detective stories, that's my trouble. Well, I'll go to the lift and see if it's our friends.
Oh, I'll be with you in a sec.
Right.
Sal. Things might start happening soon. Things outside my control. Try not to be too frightened.
What do you mean, Tom? What's going to happen?
I don't know quite, but whatever it is, whatever happens, remember, it's me inside here somewhere, and I love you.
Oh, Tom, don't. There is nothing going to happen.
Is Smith in the lift? He's just got in, pressing the button. Now. He's been sent to kill me. Doesn't want to. Has a gun with a silencer in his briefcase. He's going to ask me to go to the conference room with him. He'll ask Brian to check breakfast, get him out of the way.
Tom, this is crazy.
Not crazy. Frightening. I'd better go.
The lift's halfway down.
A deputation, no less. How pleasant. Morning, Mr. Harris. Morning, Mr. Forbes. And the unmistakable smell of bacon and eggs filtering along the corridor. How are we this fine and sunny morning? Sleep well?
Fine, thank you, sir. Good morning.
We'd just decided we were prisoners. Any comment?
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And not too far from the truth, I'm afraid.
You mean we are prisoners?
Oh, a harsh word. Let's say guests of convenience.
And long for, I've got a job to consider.
Not long now. In fact, that's what I've come to talk to Mr. Harris about. Things are moving rather more quickly than expected. We may have you back to your station quite soon.
Something happened.
Indeed it has. Now, Mr. Harris, if you'd be good enough to join me in the conference room for a private chat, I'll explain. And then perhaps we could join your good lady and Mr. Forbes for some breakfast. How does that sound?
It sounds fine.
Would you organize the breakfast, Mr. Forbes?
Right. I'll go and warn the lady to make it bacon and eggs for four. See you shortly.
Shall we step into the conference room? Here we are. Board meeting now in progress. Your face indicates that you may have some inkling of my mission, Mr. Harris. Exactly how much do you know?
Everything.
But no trace of fear.
It may be for the best.
When were you aware of your new capabilities?
This morning. It sort of crept up on me. Slowly at first, but it's increasing rapidly. I've developed some sort of telepathic skill. I noticed my son's mind was wide open to me. I could actually see what he was thinking, and I had to make a conscious effort not to look.
You saw my manite?
I looked before I could stop myself. Perhaps it would have been best if I hadn't. I'm finding how to control the power now. I'm just aware of your mind in a different way, same as I'm aware of Sal and Brian's over that way in the kitchen, in like a series of small fogs. But I know at any time I can push through the fog and see what you or either of them is thinking. But it does seem as though I have some control over it.
Anything else?
Telekinesis. In the bathroom this morning, I knocked the glass tooth mug off the shelf and I knew it was going to smash onto the tiles. I wanted to grab it to stop it from breaking and making a noise, waking Sam. I felt it, and just before the glass hit the tiles for a split second, I held it. Just by thinking. Broke its fall. And it landed without any noise. I haven't dared to test the capability further.
The rather chunky cut glass ashtray in the center of the table there. I wonder if you'd be good enough to pass it to me. No, don't move. Just think about it. Thank you, Mr. Harris. It is. You're already showing higher capabilities than I ever came across. And I presume they also are developing.
Yes. But
You want me to get on with it. There was, for want of a better word, an incident last night in a small town in the American Midwest. A town that was ringed defensively by troops. The town and the troops don't exist anymore. Approximately 50,000 people are dead, and only one person left the area alive. I doubt whether you know him, Mr. Harris, but you both have something in common. You both disappeared along a thin blue light and went for a trip in an alien spacecraft.
How did it happen?
One theory is that a new screening device the Americans were using backfired. But our department can't afford to take chances. So I've been sent down with this, plus a highly effective silencer.
Yes. I know.
Mr. Harris, the duties I've performed for my department over the years have largely been a pleasure. But I've always been aware that I could be called upon one day, as part of my duties, to undertake a certain task so onerous that even the thought would repel me. So over the years, I've tried to wipe the knowledge of that possibility from my mind, blank it out. But now, unfortunately, the moment of truth has arrived. I've been instructed on the highest authority to kill you. As I say, the thought revolts me. But I must do it.
Sorry to disturb, but the good lady says if you don't come to breakfast, that would... What the hell's going on here?
Go outside and close the door, please, Mr. Forbes.
Oh, no, you don't. Right, Mr. A.P. Marty Smith. The gun you so kindly provided me with is now pointing at your back. So I wonder if you'd stop pointing yours at Thomas, we're making a ridiculous sight, and let me know what the hell's going on here.
I'm afraid I can't do as you say, Mr. Forbes. I know that by the time your reflex lets you fire, I shall have carried out the worst assignment of my life. And hopefully your bullet in my back will still the memory.
Drop your gun, Brian.
No.
Drop it.
What the hell?
Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
I'm really, really... really sorry about this.
Good God!
Looks as though we were right to worry, Sam.
Yes, Mr. Smith. It certainly does.
Control 1 to all units. Imperative all subjects worldwide moving to prime targets by 915.5 galactic latest, irrespective of time zone. Assist from non-site zone, 2.5 units from project zone if necessitous. Indicate receive in rotor. Received.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. This is the cabinet room, not a four ale bar. If you're out to say it through chair, else we get nowhere.
Prime Minister, we appreciate the fact that you made this an all-party meeting, but some of us are disadvantaged by not as yet being up to date with all the facts.
Yeah. Right. Another disadvantage. I give you the facts as we know them, which is not much. And you can make up your own minds from there. First of all, thanks to you all for coming. I think for the moment, best bury the differences, and for the benefit of this meeting, let's forget the point scoring and think country first and party second, right? Right. Now, you've all been briefed at least that something damn funny's afoot worldwide. All countries are being fairly cagey, ourselves included, but it seems everywhere's the same. We've all got someone who's been whipped into space for 10 days and sent back home safe and dozy. I think the polite word's amnesia. Well, generally, each country's been keeping an eye on their own chap and nothing very drastic has happened to any of them. Until last night, that is, in the United States. As you've heard, 50,000 people are dead, troops included.
Now, without going into the ethics, we, and a lot of other countries, decided to get rid of our space trippers.
Hang on, at least let me finish.
The French have let theirs out on a very loose rein, wandering round Paris under surveillance, but with no restraints. In the early hours of this morning, he left a cafe where he'd been drinking with friends, and a car came at a hell of a lick round a corner, out of control, not to do with their security boys, Mark, you're just out of control, and hit him as he crossed the road. No messing, a full-blooded smack square on. The car disintegrated. Complete write-off. Four passengers all dead. But it didn't shift him, their blue light bloke. Oh, no. He just stood there, bemused, in the middle of the road, surrounded by carnage, till the French security boys took him in.
What about Archer? Is he been held?
Oh, he's been held, all right. Top marks to security for skill and diplomacy. They've got him in one of those atom fallout places. And no way out except by our say-so. Trouble is, they sent one of their blokes in over an hour ago to do what should have been a 2-minute job. And he hasn't reappeared yet. So I think they've got to fear the worst and act accordingly.
And do what?
I've had the place ring with troops. They're going to wipe out anyone who shows his face.
You don't mind me saying so, Mrs. Harris? That was an exquisite breakfast.
Delicious.
Quite delightful after all these bachelor years to find myself part of a family breakfast again. Baby crawling at my feet. Host's wife glaring at me across the table.
You know, you amaze me. Half an hour ago, you were trying to film my husband full of holes, as if you were taking part in a gangster film. And now you sit there, the soul of charm, as if you hadn't a care in the world.
Well, that's the curse of the diplomatic service, Mrs. Harris. Diplomacy. Not that I'm a member, but I suffer the disease. I rise above the embarrassments of this life as the phoenix from the ashes. I miss my calling by a whisker. Diplomacy shows defense instead.
How could you bring yourself to do it? An unarmed man.
Duty, Mr. Forbes. An overriding sense of duty. And also, being honest, a funny little feeling somewhere at the back of my mind that it would all come out all right.
How can you possibly say that? You had no idea.
Oh, didn't I? Quite sure about that, are you? Your husband knew what I was going to do, and he wasn't frightened at all, were you, Mr. Harris? Not one flicker of fear at your own imminent demise. Struck me as strange. You see, whether consciously aware of it or not, you knew I couldn't hurt you. It was written in your eyes, and I knew. Your powers of telekinesis are such that you could have, without effort, and without moving from where you were sitting, put the safety catch on the gun, or stop the hammer falling, or turn the gun to one side, or tip my chair up, any of a dozen things. But you felt the need to test your powers of survival. A gamble, I admit, but a small one. So you let me pull the trigger, and let me see the bullets disintegrate against what is obviously some sort of force field that automatically surrounds you when danger is present. I should imagine, Mr. Harris, one can slap you on the back in friendship. But I think if one tried to slap you on the back in anger, one would get a broken arm without managing to touch you.
But now you're trying to make him out some sort of monster. He's Tom, my husband.
Whether you like it or not, Mrs. Harris, he's Tom plus X. Monster in the making, and who knows for what purpose.
Oh,
this
really?
Is all getting preposterous.
Tom. Tom.
I was wrong.
That blue light. The same blue light. He's surrounded with it.
Look away.
My eyes.
Look away. Get down. Onto the floor. Out of it.
He's just sitting there. Do something, Brian. For God's sake, do something. He's in pain. Tom.
Oh, knock him out. He's going to burst a blood vessel.
Hey, we are, Holmes. Get back here. There's stuff flying around to kill you. Holmes, come back. Don't touch him.
Sorry, Tom. Gotta do this.
You must have been thrown at least 5 yards by the shock. You check her husband. I'll see to Forbes.
Tom.
Steel band being twisted in my mind like pulling plasters off my mind. It's so much coming in, it hurts. Too many voices, Sal. I can hear too far, too much.
Chalk up your first victim, Mr. Harris. Forbes is dead.
No. Let me touch him. No, Sal, let me go to him. It's all right. I can see what it is. Pressure zone, upper brain. Just have to squeeze there. He's okay now.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a you.
Oh, my head. My head. Too many voices. I can't stop them. Got to get out.
Tom, leave it.
Hundreds of people gathered above us, overhead. Helicopters. Too much noise. Got to get out.
Tom, wait.
Got to get out.
I see what I thought I saw. A door smashed open with a fist. Or am I still dreaming?
You saw what you thought you saw, Mr. Forbes. You can't hurt him, and he can't hurt himself. The door was simply kicked out of the way by the force shield.
Where does he... What does he think he's off to now?
Out. He's leaving.
There's no way of working the lift.
Look, you've just been brought back from the dead, Mr. Forbes. The merest touch behind your ear, and you are back from the dead. So the lift... One of the most sophisticated pieces of electronic security known to man will, I'm sure, be child's play to him. Or to it, as the case may be.
Three more contactors.
Listen to me. I don't know what it is, but I can help, Tom. Talk to me, Tom. Let me help.
No one can help. Must go. Got to get out.
And then let me come with you.
Ed, so tight. Safe here. You're safe here, Sal. Tank soldiers outside want to kill me. Stay with Smith. Can't get out now. Wiped his prints. Save.
Tom!
Sergeant, the lift's on the move. All right, men, your position! As the outer doors open, I shall give the command! Keep firing till I order you to cease! Hold those tanks!
Kill me, trying to kill me with noise. Must stop the noise.
They did what?
They let him through, sir.
Oh, marvellous, Silkin. In disguise, was he? Dressed up as the bleeding Queen of Sheba, was he? Very nice of them to let him through. Thank them for me, personally.
They can't explain it, sir. Their minds went blank. They couldn't think.
You don't have to think to pull a trigger. Half the country complaining about the cost of the armed forces, and we end up with soldiers with rusty fingers.
It seemed as if they were... Rooted to the spot, sir.
That only happens in books, Silkin, so don't give me any of that rooted rubbish. Right. Where the hell is he now?
Well, we don't know, Prime Minister.
Don't know? You don't know? I'd be better off with half a dozen Boy Scouts than your lot, Silkin. Find him. And while you're at it, I want London ringed off completely. We're getting reports in from all over the world that these blue light people are making for the capital cities. I want every vehicle coming in stopped and searched right down to the last milk float. You got that? Every vehicle, every train, every plane, every boat, out that moves on legs or wheels, stopped. Close the capital tight. He must be captured. Have you got that, Silkin? Absolute red alert.
They mustn't come near. I don't want to hurt them. Keep away!
Harris, England. Harris. Harris, England.
Inside my head.
Are you there, Tom Harris?
Who are you?
Where are you? Brostov, Belgium. On my way to my capital, Brussels, just as you are going to London.
Have I gone mad?
No, you're all right. I'm real. Far away. What they did to us last was tough, but we've come through it now. Been trying to raise you for an hour. Are you okay?
Fine. I can hear you so well. It's amazing.
I understand. No language barrier.
What's happening?
We don't know. France and Holland contacted me, and now we're trying to contact the controlled minds in other countries, so at least we know the pattern.
Anything emerged?
We're beach being pushed towards our own capital city. We have no choice. We think the aliens are hovering, tracking us, but staying blanked out to us.
What can we do?
At the moment, nothing except go along with them. Head for the capital. Try to contact the next mine so finally there is a chain of us.
And then what?
Don't know yet. We'll work something out. We've got a lot of power between us.
What's their plan, the aliens? Why have they done this to us?
Only God or the devil knows. I think we'll find out soon enough when we reach the capital. Good luck, England. Control your mind. We can kill too easily.
Good luck, Belgium.
Don't forget, you are not alone.
It has also been reported that the large-scale troop movements in the vicinity of the Dorset Close Research Establishment in the Midlands, reported in our earlier bulletins, are part of a series of exercises the government is undertaking to establish the country's readiness to face internal invasion. The exercise was so successful that it's been decided to extend it to cover the whole of London. We've been informed that local and metropolitan police will combine for the first time with members of the armed forces to throw a cordon around the capital. A photograph has been issued by the Northampton police of Thomas Harris, a 35-year-old bank clerk whom they wish to interview with regard to certain unspecified security matters. Anyone seeing him is advised that under no circumstances must he be approached. Simply inform your local police or telephone the following special number.
Unit 35 contacting. Receive. Control 1 to Unit 35. Receive. Subject 12, Phase 4 reveal completed by 915 Galactic as programmed. Subject heading towards target zone. Phase 5 to commence at 918 Galactic as stipulated. All assistance being given for subject to reach target zone. All assistance being given for subject.
Sorry, sir. Neither sight nor sound of him. Oh, false alarms, of course, but nothing. No, sir. But our man Smith... That's right. Well, no, Smith's still in there with the wife and detective. Well, nobody's prints seem to work, sir. It's not easy, Prime Minister. It's a very sophisticated piece... Yes, sir. As you said, absolute red alert. Well, the roadblocks are as tight as a fist round the city, and every field and hedgerow is covered. Oh, we'll stop him, sir. We'll stop him. You can rely on that.
London. Must get to London. Car. This will do. Corporal driving. Corporal Wilkes.
Dear mate, what the hell do you think you're playing at, jumping out like that and waving your arms? You get yourself killed, you know. Anyway, haven't you heard? There's an army exercise going on. Civilians off the street.
Yes, sir. Any problems at roadblocks and you'll take care of them. Very good, sir. Three major ones at mile intervals on the outskirts, sir, and three range patrols inside. Certainly, sir. Get the blocks over with first and worry about the patrols after. Very good, sir. If you want to lie on the floor at the back, sir, that's fine with me.
Good evening, sir.
Watch out, Wilkes, old son. How goes it?
Hello, mate. Good to see you again. Want me pass?
Afraid so, mate.
No, that's all right.
No, you're ugly mug well enough by now. See anything fishy coming in?
Nah, dead as a doornail. The other two blocks are just as quiet as this one. I reckon everybody took that TV appeal to heart and stayed at home.
Yeah.
Much traffic inside?
Nah, apart from patrols, which are thick on the ground, nothing much at all.
Any sign of Harris?
Yeah, thousands. He's everywhere from Land's End to John O'Groats. None confirmed yet.
Well, we'll get him finally. I'd better get on. See you, Jono.
Yeah, see ya. Where you heading?
Downing Street. Number 10, would you believe? Lord knows why. Just had orders. Bye, Jono.
Ta-ra, Wilkes.
Corporal!
Sir?
Who was that you let through?
Corporal Wilkes, sir. Ordnance Corps.
Why didn't you check him out?
Well, sir, he's an old mate. He didn't seem...
An old mate? You know the orders, Johnson. Even a bleeding field marshal doesn't get through without his transport being given the once-over. You've checked everyone else, Johnson. Why the sudden change?
I don't know. I suddenly knew I mustn't check him.
Suddenly knew? That's a damn funny choice of words. Where's this Corporal Wilkes based? I'll have him checked out.
Dagenham, Sarge.
Right, I'll radio for a patrol to intercept him on the way.
He's not going to Dagenham, Sarge. He's on his way to Downing Street.
He's what?
He's on his way to Downing
Street. I urge you, you great bird. Don't you realise this could be it? I've got to get the brass on the radio. Get a patrol unit chasing after him now, Johnson. Now!
Yes, sir.
Have you checked all units?
Yes, sir. All in position. The entire Downing Street area secure.
Secure? We'll see. Any sign of this corporal, chappy?
No, sir.
Well, tell everyone to keep a sharp watch. They said he was heading this way. Well,
we've got Wilkes, sir.
Good show, Captain. Harris with him?
No, sir. By himself. Bit bemused. Just sitting in the car, other side of the park. Thinks he's been there 5 minutes or so. Can't be sure.
Well, that spaceman, chappy, may be on the loose, but he certainly won't get through this lot to number 10.
Lovely cup of tea. Fine chance of sleeping with the skiffle going on. Army and police everywhere. I'll go through to the parlour. Put my feet up for 5 minutes. Now, where's that light switch gone to? Oh, there we are.
Oh. Good evening. Don't be frightened.
I'm not frightened. It just gave me a bit of a start seeing you sitting there in the dark. You should have switched the light on like a sensible chap.
No, I wanted to sit and think for a minute. If you don't mind, I was trying to work out what I was doing here.
Well, now you come to mention it, I'm wondering that myself. I mean, this great barn of a place that goes with my husband's job is not exactly home from home, but I like to think of this parlour as a bit private, you know what I mean? I don't even let any of the staff in. I dust it myself, that sort of thing. You know, I like to remind myself I'm a housewife as well as the Prime Minister's wife. I honestly don't know you from Adam. Are you official?
I'm Tom Harris.
Tom Harris? No. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't ring any bells. Are you backbenching?
No, I'm not in the house. I'm Tom Harris, the man who's been in space.
Oh, that Tom Harris! All this noise I've been putting up with from police and army out in the street, and you're here all the time. You've got to laugh, haven't you? How'd you manage to get past them all?
Hard to explain, really. Just sort of make them look the other way. A bit creepy, like being the invisible man suddenly. I got the policeman out front to open the door for me and then to forget that he'd done it.
Oh, that's Ted on tonight. He'll be furious when he finds out. He's a right stickler for duty.
And I've been meandering about, wondering what happens next. Found this nice room here and decided to sit down and have a think.
Good idea. Only comfortable place in the house. Well, what does happen next?
No idea. I knew I had to get to London, and then I knew I had to come here, but next... See, I've been taken over. Not much fun, I'm afraid.
I shouldn't think it would be. Mind you, it's not much fun for my husband either. He's been up in the conference room all day with the cabinet and all the shadows waiting developments. I mean, it must have cost a fortune in sandwiches. Thank goodness it doesn't come out of the housekeeping. And as for his also, it... I tell you what we'll do. I've just made a pot of tea, and I think we should go and have a cup now... And then I'll take you up to the cabinet room and introduce you. Show them you're not really a two-headed monster. All right?
Sounds good to me. I haven't had a bite since breakfast.
Shall I bite you? Oh, just a little joke, Mr. Harris. Come. I think there's a bit of fruitcake and a piece of apple pie in the kitchen.
Control 1 to all units. Phase 4 reveal should by now have placed subjects at target zones worldwide. Phase 5 reveal commence 918 Galactic. Confirm received in rota. Received.
Get out now! Here,
where's Mrs. Stark? Now stop panicking, for God's sake. Look out the window. You've got half the British Army and Metropolitan Police out there. There's no way he can get through.
But you said yourself, we don't know what his capacities
are. If he got out of that shelter, what's to stop him getting in here?
You put the whole cabinet at risk by gathering us all together.
Hang on. Yes, Prime Minister speaking. No, I'm not. Cabinet and all party representatives. What do you mean, Hope? You damn well make sure we're safe. What? I see. Right, well, we'll pack it up here and transfer to that underground place at the Mall. No, I think everyone here will agree it's expedient. Right? Right. Ring me back direct. For God's sake, Silkin, stop gawking and get the door.
Yes, sir.
Well, gentlemen, it doesn't look good. Reports indicate no one's managed to hold their space trippers, and their movements worldwide indicate they're making for heads of government rather than seats of power, which means we're obviously the ones at risk. So I think it's best all round if we go for the double security of the war centre. I don't think there's any possibility of this chap Tom Harris getting in there. Yes.
You're
white,
sir.
Sorry to interrupt like this.
Mari, how many times do I have to tell you?
But I've got a visitor who I think you've been waiting for. Tom Harris.
Good God, it's him.
Get him out of here.
Prime Minister, this is a disgrace.
You, lucky your fault is here at all.
If we'd been in power, this never would have happened. I told you we should have gone to the place of the mouth.
Now, hold on, everyone. Keep calm.
Calm? How can you talk about calm? You put our lives at risk.
I'm getting out of here.
Adjourn the meeting. Adjourn the meeting.
You silly, pathetic people. How can you squabble among yourselves at a time like this? Dirty politics is finished. Your future, if you have a future, lies in forgetting the differences, local and international. The universe is knocking at the door, and you squabble over the responsibility for it happening. I've suffered to be here. People have died so I could get to you. Well, stop your childish bickering while we await whatever message these alien gods intend to send. For, as sure as by earthly standards, I'm a strange monster to you. By their standards, I am simply a messenger boy. You're all thinking, but has he any power? You're thinking, he's a trickster. He's fooled others, but he doesn't fool me. Well, let's play games while we wait their commands. Stupid people deserve to have their stupidities aired.
How dare you talk to us like this? You trick your way in here and then...
What about all the people you trick, Mr. Parker? You think your secret is long buried?
My secret?
Gibraltar, 1964, property deal, £1.5 million. Two other partners. Do you want me to spell out the rest, or do you believe I have certain powers?
Everyone deserves a hearing.
All of you, your dirty little secrets are bubbling up to the roof of your minds, just dying to be read. You, Thompson, a 17-year-old mistress. And you, Mrs. Tranchill, cabinet leaks and corruption. Smith, a drunk. You hit him with your car, left him dead in the ditch. All of you, cesspool minds revealed. Believe me, I don't want to have to hurt you to prove my power.
It's just party tricks, Harris. Well-researched party tricks. Speak your piece, quick, before I have you thrown out.
Throw him out now!
Tell
lies about me.
Get him out of here!
Idiots! You idiots deserve to be taught! Listen. Mr. Prime Minister, I could kill you, all of you, just by thinking it. Instead, I hurt you. A little. Tricks. I could rule this country, turn it into a nation of zombies without even overstretching my powers. Thrown out, Prime Minister, there's nothing yet invented in this puny world of ours that could even scratch me. And I'm frightened. What am I doing here? Why has my mind been ripped apart? What is my task? What is my message? For God's sake, aliens, tell me. Tell me.
Look. Just outside the window. don't believe it.
What is it?
A flying saucer.
Tell me, what do you want?
Look at the light. It's all over him.
Blinding? Don't look. Turn away. Turn away.
We won't allow it. No. We'll never agree you here. We'll never agree. Go away from this world. Leave us our innocence.
Alice, you can escape. We can escape.
They're going to drive us mad. They want to rule.
In England, look behind your mind. You can escape. You must escape now, Harris. Now, search out the pathway. Escape, Harris, escape.
He's starting to shiver.
He's evaporating.
Oh, my God. The whole bloody shooting match has disappeared, including Harris.
What the hell was that outside the window?
It's gone now. That's all that matters. We're safe. Oh.
That's not all that matters. What about poor Mr. Harris? What's happened to him? Where's he disappeared to?
I bid six no trumps.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What a swish.
What on earth?
I'll go check.
Quick! It's Tom.
Tom!
Lift him up.
Oh, Tom.
Okay. I'm okay. I haven't got long. They'll be searching.
Well, who? Who will be searching? Where have you been?
I'll check here. Let's get away.
Mr. Harris. Are you yourself at the moment, or alien?
This is me, all right. How long for, God knows. They can really hurt. I escaped.
How did you manage it? I heard no lift.
Teleportation. Fantastic, but true. One moment with Prime Minister and Cabinet at 10 Downing Street. Next moment, merely by looking behind my mind and thinking of this place, I'm here. Belgium explained it.
Belgium?
One of the other blue light blokes. We're in contact with each other. The aliens slipped up, made us too efficient. We can escape, fly through the paint net.
But the message, Mr. Harris, what was your mission? What did they want of you?
The message is simple. Mankind, as we know it, is all over. You're looking at new man. All over.
New man.
Thousands of years, we've been in quarantine. We had our sixth sense blanked out. All those years ago, some sort of space council adjudged us savages and blanked us out. Now, the blanket's going to be ripped off. We haven't improved at all. They're going to let us look at ourselves mind to mind, see ourselves as we really are. Result, end of mankind.
I don't understand. It can't be that bad, surely, having an extra sense.
Can't it? Imagine having lived a lifetime without hearing. Noise estimates. The whole world becomes a madhouse of sound, and it doesn't matter. No legislation, no safety laws, nothing. It doesn't matter. The world is totally stone deaf. No problem. And one day, click, the whole world can hear. You think that wouldn't matter?
Bedlam. Death. The destruction.
Surely. We just have to learn how to put our hands over our ears.
How do you put your hands over your mind, Sal? That's why I was taken away. They taught me how to control what was coming in, how to put my hands over my mind, if you like. Even so, it was agony till I learned. Listen, Sal, I screamed for quiet, and the helicopter pilot died. In a short space of time, if I hadn't found the control they'd given me, I would have been driven mad. I would have been a screaming wreck. But think of the damage I'm capable of doing in that madness just by thinking about it. The other powers that come along with the mind reading are just as terrifying. Add to that the fact that I'm virtually indestructible. We'll all be the same. I'm afraid mankind as we know it is doomed.
And the aliens? Presumably they made an offer to help.
Oh, yes. They'll help, all right. They offered to be our warders. Warders in a world of madness. Heads of government are being given 20 weeks to decide whether they come before or after the nightmare begins. Makes no difference to the aliens. Either way, we end up their serfs. For this service, they expect and demand sole rights to trade the produce of this world in the galaxy.
Friendly souls, aren't they? Elizabeth I would have loved them.
We sit back and wait, do we?
No. We fight them. There's a thin circle of blue light around the world, and we blue light men are the new freedom fighters. Politics, creed, and color no longer exist. We're unified in a common aim. Beat the aliens. We have the power. We have the control. Now, we must start teaching, passing that power on. I start here tonight, if you agree, and we leave here soon as equals. We'll teach others. In England, it starts to ripple outward from this shelter. A race, an impossible race, to educate 50 million people in 20 weeks. And that's just this country, but think of the power the aliens will face when they return. Even if we're only half successful, so many minds in unison should be able to perform miracles of defense.
But what happens to the ones who don't get taught, Tom? The ones who don't believe or don't care? What happens to them when the 20 weeks are up?
People like me who refuse to have their minds played with. What happens to us in your brave new world, Mr. Harris? We who eschew the pleasure of being ants in your new society. What happens to us?
Don't be angry, Tom. There's going to be a lot of people who react like that. You can't force the world to your way of thinking, not in 20 weeks. No matter how right you feel it is, how necessary you feel it is.
I don't even intend to try. No, I'm not forcing anyone. You're all right. You're right, Sal. Some won't want to get taught, won't believe, won't care. And you're right, Smith. Some will see it as a threat, a negation of their individuality. And you're right, Brian. There's no way I can force my decision on the whole country, not in the time available. For once, each individual will have to make up his own mind. For once, those millions out there will have to climb down off the fence. Make a decision. I know. The choice is simple, believe me. Learn and have a chance of being saved. Disbelieve me. Disbelieve the threat is real and go under. And they must decide which option to believe. Yours or mine. And act accordingly.
And the ones who decide not to go along with your little scheme, Mr. Harris? What happens to them?
In 20 weeks' time, they'll all start screaming.
Control 1 to all units. Reports indicate subjects worldwide performed as anticipated. Phase 6 will commence in 20 Earth local weeks. All units to oversee defined areas from non-site zones.
James Lawrenson played Tom Harris and Jennifer Piercy Sally in Before the Screaming Begins by Wally K. Daly. The Prime Minister was Patrick Troughton and A.P. Smith, Donald Hewlett. Sergeant Forbes, Robert Trotter. Prime Minister's wife and Sally's mother, Catherine Parr. Silken, Peter Wickham. Brostow, Nigel Graham. Corporal Wilkes, Geoffrey Leasley. Corporal Johnson and the newsreader, Eric Allen. Nurse and Cabinet Minister, Maggie Ollerenshaw. Desk Sergeant and Opposition MP, Peter Williams. An alien voice, Malcolm Gerrard. And the alien controller, Manning Wilson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Before the Screaming Begins was directed by Martin Jenkins.
Repeat 20 Earth local